So today is a very important day. It's your first communion. It's a very important day for you. It's also a very important day for other people. So first I'm going to talk about our gospel. It was a very important day for Peter today too. Peter, who is the name of our church, right? We got a picture of Peter over here, a statue of him. He's over here with the staff because he was a bishop, and he's got the keys because he's the pope. And he was crucified upside down. We'll get to that. That's why his cross is upside down. So it was an important day for Peter today. Today is the day Peter became the pope. You know, we read the story, but it's not just a story. This really happened. So we kind of got to use our imaginations, and we are there with Peter today as this is happening. Peter's out fishing because that's his job. Peter's a fisherman. Now, your parents have other jobs. Some of your parents maybe work at the school or at Alumnacraft or at the hospital or other places, whatever their work is, right? Peter's job, he was a fisher. So he's out there fishing, but then Jesus shows up. What does Peter do when Jesus shows up? He jumps out of the boat and he swims and he runs to Jesus. Why? Because for Peter, there is absolutely nothing more important for his life than to be with Jesus. See, that's what we're supposed to do too. We leave our busy lives and our work even to come here to be with Jesus, right? And then Jesus, what does he do? He feeds Peter. But it's not just ordinary breakfast, all right? Jesus, when he feeds Peter, Peter knows that there's something special about this bread. See, this wasn't Peter's first communion, all right? This is his second or his third communion now. He remembered his first communion. He was there at the Last Supper when Jesus took bread and said, "This is my body. This is my blood," and gave it to them. So Peter, he knew that this wasn't just bread. This is the Eucharist. This is the body and blood of Jesus he received that morning. And then Peter and Jesus had a very serious conversation. Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" Three times. And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And then Jesus told Peter, "Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep." Who's Jesus' sheep? We are. Jesus said that before. The church is his sheep. So what's he telling Peter? He's saying, "Peter, take care of the church. Feed the church." Because what happens after this? This is the last verses of John. Jesus, he goes to heaven, the ascension. He leaves Peter to take care of the church and to feed the church. That's Peter's job now. And then he tells Peter, "And Peter, at the end of your life, you're going to be martyred." Which means that you're going to be killed because you love me and because you talked about me. And he was killed on a cross upside down, just like that. That's what happened to Peter. So where does Peter get the strength to do this job? Because this is kind of a hard job. To feed the whole church, take care of the whole church, and then to even die for Jesus? He gets the strength from the Eucharist. That Peter receives the body and blood of Jesus, and it gives him strength to do his job. Today's a very important day for Peter. And today's a very important day for us, all of us. First for you, because today you receive your first communion. For the first time, the body and blood of Jesus goes into you. Every time you came here before this, you couldn't come up and receive communion. You weren't ready to do it. Now, every time you come after this, you can receive communion again. And Jesus enters into you. It's not regular food, right? It's not the breakfast your mom and dad gave you this morning. This is the body and blood of Jesus that goes into you, just like into Peter, right? And see, that makes you a part of this family. So you have two families. I don't know if you realize that. You have two families. You have your family with your mom and your dad and everybody at home. But then you have a second family. And that's here. This is your family. Everybody here all has Jesus inside of them. Because we've all received baptism and communion. See, that's how we become Jesus' family. Jesus comes into us. So everybody here has Jesus in them. We're part of God's family here. And his family feeds you. God's family feeds you. I remember my first communion. It was a very special day for me. I was the same age as you. I was no taller than some of you. And I came up and I received Jesus, and they told us, and then go back to your pew and close your eyes and pray to Jesus. Don't watch everybody else going. Just really pray your first time. And it was really special. And then every time I came to church after that, God's family, now my family, they fed me. And I ate the body and blood of Jesus. And our family, we never missed Mass. Never, ever. We did one time. And I went to confession the next day because I knew how bad it was. My mom and dad knew how bad it was. And they taught me how bad it was. I knew it was a mortal sin. They said, no, we never missed again. But then when I grew up, I didn't just receive Jesus, right? Then, now I'm like Peter. I'm a priest. Because one day I came to church and I had a very serious conversation with God, like Peter. And the bishop, he asked me, he said, Craig, do you love Jesus? And do you promise to be a priest? And I said, yes. And then he said, not these exact words, but the same thing Jesus is saying to Peter, essentially, feed my sheep, take care of my sheep. Who's Jesus' sheep? You are. You are the sheep, the church, the people of the church that God has given to me to take care of and to feed. That's my job. It's my job to feed you the body and blood of Jesus. So it's not just an important day for you, it's an important day for me because this is my job and the first time I get to do that job for you. I give you the body and blood of, that's my job. Now sometimes my job is hard. Where do I get the strength for that job? Same as Peter. I eat the Eucharist. Every day I say Mass, you guys, every day of my life. And I eat the body and blood of Jesus, it strengthens me. So it's an important day for you, for Peter, for me. You know who else is important for? Your mom and your dad. It's a very important day for your mom and your dad. They've been waiting for this day as long as you have. Because one day, there was a day when your parents first brought you here to church, it was for your baptism. The first time, well, those of you were baptized as babies. A couple of you were baptized a little bit older. The first time you started in church was when they got you and you were a little older for baptism. But they that day had a very serious conversation with God. Just like I did, just like Peter did. And the priest asked them, do you love Jesus? And do you promise to practice your faith and to teach this child how to follow Jesus? And they said, yes. And then, that's a hard job sometimes, right? Where do they get the strength to do that job from? Same as me, same as Peter. They come here and they receive the Eucharist. The body and blood of Jesus helps them to do that. And then Jesus said to them, essentially, the same thing he told me and told Peter. He said, okay, feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep. What's that mean to a parent? Who's their sheep? You are. Their children are the people that God has given to you parents. Every one of you parents. That's the job God gave to you. Feed and take care of these ones that I've given you. And so at home, that's what you do. You feed them, you dress them, you get them to school, you get them to the hospital, you get them to all those things. But remember I said there are two families, right? You have your family at home, but your parents know they have another family. So they also need to bring you here to that family. Because they're a part of that family too. And that's what we feed you here is something different than you're fed at home. The food they can give you at home. They can't give you the body and blood of Jesus at home. And so they bring you to this family. God's family feeds you the body and blood of Christ. Just like me, just like them. And that's the most important food that there is. And so it's an important day today. It's important for you, important for me, important day for your parents. It means so much to all of us to be here. Jesus feeds us and gives us the strength, each one of us, to do our jobs. And that's how we get to heaven.